I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The state health commissioner says a new federal advisory level for the chemical contaminating some Vermont water supplies will force the state to look at its own safety threshold. Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released a long-awaited update to its health advisory for the chemical PFOA. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The new national health standard has been set at 70 parts per trillion, which is still above Vermont's level of 20 parts per trillion. Health Commissioner Dr. Harry Chen says the state will now use the reports that were just released by the EPA to assess Vermont's advisory level.
Basically, we'll evaluate over 750 pages of studies and do our own calculations, and then we'll be able to comment more significantly on the EPA level itself, but we certainly welcome its release.
After the chemical was detected in North Bennington, the state said it based its conservative level at 20 parts per trillion on the dangers posed to young children. EPA had been using an advisory level of 400 parts per trillion. Chen says the updated EPA advisory shines a new light on how the chemical can affect the body.
More than new studies, it's different interpretation of some of the old studies. And the 2014 draft advisory looked at liver toxicity. This current advisory really points to developmental abnormalities, and so therefore we have to look at a whole different pathway, whether it be a pregnant woman and lactating women, for which the fetus and the children can be exposed to this chemical.
The suspected source of the contamination in North Bennington is the former ChemFab plant, which was owned by the company Saint-Gobain. More than 150 private wells in North Bennington have elevated levels of PFOA, with some as high as 2,000 parts per trillion. Saint-Gobain has been working closely with the state, providing bottled water and carbon filters, but the company also sued the state over its low advisory level. A company spokeswoman says, quote, "The new guidance from the U.S. EPA will enable state and local governments to make consistent decisions concerning the levels of PFOA in drinking water." For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.